harmony. He emphasized that a country's success does not come overnight, but must be achieved through hard work, solidarity, and moderation. That was the news.
The piano, you sing and we sing, wonder, wonder. Them girl, we lost track of tempo. Can we be more? Cause we know it's extraordinary. Oh baby, I wanna say thank you. Girl, you know I'm drowning in your smile. I need a feeling by your eyes. If you wanna tell my life, is it wrong to feel? Cause it's so real. I like the way you move your body. You ain't got too close to me. Oh baby, I've been waiting for this sign. Oh, is this love? Is this love? Is this love? I can't explain to you.
Yeah. Baby, you might think I'm lying, but it's true, baby. I really, really wanna be with you, but not just for now. The 2020 style, yeah, this is my bow. Yeah, I love it when you smile. Body like a cello, ass so thick, damn it's moving like a jello. You found me so hard like a hornet, mellow. Ain't no need to rush, girl, we can just cruise like Pinello. You make me wanna say that I L-O-V. Even when you're down, you can count on me. I'll be on the ground praying God, if it's meant to be, please don't you make it hard. I can tell that you've been hurt before. Promise that I'll try my best to make it worth it for you, you, you. You know being friends ain't enough. Want you to be mine, baby, girl, there's something about this love.
Something about mine.
Hey.
This love that I
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Indonesia. when does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Gao, or some called it as Chinese New Year's cake, befitting its name, always there during the Chinese New Year, including in Indonesia. Indonesians call it as kue keranjang or basket cake because of its process, which uses a kind of basket in molding the cake. It is made of glutinous rice and sugar, and 12 hours to make it. Its round shape symbolizes unlimited kinship. Its sticky texture means determination. Sweetness represents joy. Therefore, sharing the Niangao, or the Chinese New Year's cake, means to share happiness with others.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java.
but the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kolintang is usually from special ones, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, Kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kolintang, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm.
Thank you. consists of 9 types, namely Loai or bass, Sela or cello, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaisa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given close paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
ketinggalan sih.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
Sama indah bagaikan segar. Bila kau selalu
again. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, still in Indonesia today. And we're still here to come and bring you some incredible shows and also great music here. Of course, don't forget, check out all of our programs as well. You can check us out and contact us on our Facebook fan page, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter account, UI Indonesia, Instagram account, UI_official, TikTok account, UI_official. And of course, our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. You can contact us directly to WhatsApp number 562-821-2381-2130. 562-821-2381-2130. And what is it? Also, it's time for me to give you to have a trip. I'm a bit hungry, actually. How about you? If you are a bit hungry right now, looking for some food to eat, meatballs and also bean curds, and it's definitely one of the most well-sought specialty made from lentilfish and bean curds with special peanut sauce, but I got a popular recipe written constantly. And if you like sweet food for people with bean curds, my fancy pisang goreng is actually an international pastry filled with you can try to go to Bandung itself.
Voice of Indonesia.
Engkau gemilang, malam cemerlang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Jemu-jemu mata memandang, aku namakan di kau Juwita Malam. Matamu menari-nari, masuk menemui siapakah gerangan Tuhan? Juri tamam dari bulankah Tuhan? Kereta gusar segera tiba di jati negara kita. Berilah nama alamat serta esok lusa boleh kita jumpa pula.
In Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Yang tak pasti kau bukan untuknya. Tak pantas dengannya. Kau pikir semua baik saja. Kau dan dia bahagia. Tapi itu palsu. Semuanya semu. Pergilah jauh dari dirinya. Siap buat kau bahagia. Kau untukku bukanlah untuknya. Peluk aku jangan peluk dia. Jadi pelukanku. dia buat kau bahagia. Kau untukku, bukanlah untuknya. Peluk aku, jangan peluk dia. Jadikan
ingredients is snail, but it came as escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lengkitang.
I am the base, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the base, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the base. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drives like a name. Yeah, I am the bass.
I am the bass.
God give me bass. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent groove. You and I will feel alive. Yes, right to the bone when we hit the tone. Yeah, I am the bass,
low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the base. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
Nian Gao, or some called it as Chinese New Year's cake, befitting its name, always there during the Chinese New Year, including in Indonesia. Indonesians call it as kue keranjang or basket cake because of its process, which uses a kind of basket in molding the cake. It is made of glutinous rice and sugar, and 12 hours to make it. Its round shape symbolizes unlimited kinship. Its sticky texture means determination. Sweetness represents joy. Therefore, sharing the Nian Gao, or the Chinese New Year's cake, means to share happiness with others.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here is Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto reiterated his will to create a clean and well-working government. In his statement after attending the 102nd anniversary of the Nahdlatul Ulama Islamic Organization in Jakarta on Wednesday, Prabowo said that he and his cabinet would remove anyone who tried to obstruct that he deemed pro-people policies.
Jadi begini, kita ingin rakyat menuntut pemerintah yang bersih.
The people demand a clean government, a true government, one that works properly. So I want to upload that. Interests are only for the nation, the people, no other interests. I will get rid of those who do not want to work truly for the people.
Yang tidak mau bekerja benar-benar untuk rakyat, ya saya akan singkirkan.
Previously, Prabowo said in his speech that he had given sufficient time in warnings to all ministers and state officials over the past approximately 100 days. He had issued warnings to those unwilling to follow the directions of his government policies. Prabowo also reminded them to remain loyal to the state and the people. The Indonesian government has firmly rejected any attempts to forcibly relocate Palestinians or alter the demographic composition of the occupied Palestinian territories. This was stated by the spokesperson for Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government considers such action as major obstacle to the realization of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state.
Indonesia strongly rejects any attempt to forcibly displace Palestinians or alter the demographic compositions of the occupied Palestinian territory. Such action obstructs the realizations of an independent and sovereign state of Palestine as envisioned by the two-state solution based on the 1967 borders, with East Jerusalem as its capital.
Furthermore, Indonesia has urged the international community to ensure respect for international law, particularly to Palestinian people's right to self-determination and their fundamental rights to return to their homeland. Rolianza emphasized that the only viable path to lasting peace in the region is by addressing the root causes of the conflict. That was the news.